The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Does your husband look at you like he used to? Do you want more attention from him? Do you want to feel irresistible again? It's time to take charge of your romance. Welcome to the Married with Romance Show. Your host is Emily Ann Weber. You can make your love life more exciting and bring back that sparkle in his eye like it used to be. Now, here is your host, Emily Ann Weber.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Emily Ann Weber and welcome to the Married with Romance Show. I am so happy that y'all spend time with me on Wednesdays. I realize that you could choose to be anywhere else and you choose to be here with me, and I really appreciate it. So the topic for today's show is, are you irresistible to your husband? And this is a show just for wives, because last week I had a show just for husbands, and it was called How to Keep Your Wife in Love with You. Now, to a woman, that might seem like a strange title, but often I ask husbands, I ask them the question, if there's one thing that's really important to you about your relationship with your wife, if there's one thing that you could do to add value to your relationship, whatever, what would it be? And so many husbands say to me, I want to keep my wife in love with me. And my husband, C. Edwards, says the same thing. He says, I just want to keep you in love with me. And so that's what the show was about last week. But this week, just for wives, are you irresistible to your husband? And I apologize if I sound a little bit funny. I had to have a little minor surgery yesterday and had to take pain meds last night. So if it sounds like my brain and my mouth aren't quite in gear, that is what's going on. But we'll get through it. Okay, so everybody knows that marriage is just not working so good anymore, is it? The statistics are terrible. There's over half the marriages that end in divorce now, and that is sad. And second marriages, the statistics even higher that they fail. And I often wonder, because you don't really know the answer to this question, but of the people that stay married, how many are happy? What's the percentage of people happy in their marriage? And I'm afraid that that number could be really low. So my mission, my goal in all my work, everything I do, is to up that percentage of happiness in marriage. I know that after we've been married a while, or even if we've just been in a relationship for a while, we get kind of bored. We get bored with marriage. We get bored with, maybe a little bored with our partner. And we're not that excited about each other anymore. And sometimes we feel stuck and we've kind of live our life on autopilot. And then we tend to not make a whole lot of effort for each other anymore. And what happened to the excitement? Where's the intimacy? And where in the heck is that red-hot passion that we used to feel for each other? Do you miss it? Now, I know it can't be exactly like it was when we were first together because, we have tons of responsibilities. We have children that take our time, and we have to make a living and prepare for our future. We don't have time to do anything. We're busy, busy, busy. And honestly, I think if we kept up the pace that we had when we first got together, we might spontaneously combust. So I know that it can't be like it was when we were first together, but I honestly believe we can get a lot of that back, and it will be different, but it will still be the excitement, the passion, the sensuousness that your marriage used to have. And one thing I know for sure is that women really don't feel cherished and adored by their husbands, and they want to be. We don't feel like we're important to them or valuable to them anymore, and we don't feel like we're treated with tenderness and we're the priority and we come first. And, you know, sometimes I've had wives say to me, and I actually said this to my husband in my first marriage. I said, I just don't feel like I'm a blip on your radar screen. And husbands tell me they don't feel respected by their wives. They don't feel like they're honored and admired and treated with respect. And there's one thing I know for sure. Our husbands really do want to make us happy. And I have a lot of wives, when I make that statement, go, yeah, sure, yeah, right. But it's the truth. Our men really do want to make us happy. And we get in the way a lot of times of that. And we talked about that in the call last week some. So today, just talking about wives, this is the number one thing women say to me. They say it over and over, and this is what I want to help change. When I tell women what I do, or even if I just say the name of my business, which is Married with Romance, women will sigh and say, oh, I wish, because they feel like they don't have any romance. And then they'll say, almost verbatim, which is the funny thing, they'll say, I feel like I'm not important to him. I feel like I am always second, and that everybody and everything comes before me. I get the leftovers. And then they say, I give and I give and I give, and I never get back. And I'm tired, and I'm tired of it. And husbands will say, no matter what I do, it's not good enough for her. So why should I try anymore? I can't make her happy. I just quit trying. So I just try to keep the peace. And people start asking the question, is that all there is? Is this all there is? Makes me think of that song. Oh, I don't know who sang it. A long time ago, you know, the song, Is That All There Is? But there is more. There is more. And it just makes me cry when I hear people say this. It breaks my heart because there's so much more. And it's possible to have it. I see and talk to so many couples who are not happy. They are together. They're not going to get a divorce, but they're not happy. And I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy in your life. I want you to be in love with your life, but I also want you to be in love with your marriage. And I want you to turn back towards each other and be excited about each other again and get that passion and that sensuous peace and that bit that it feels like you and your mate are like this little unit that goes out into the world together. So I not only want you to have peace and harmony in marriage, but I want you to increase your intimacy and, yes, your sexual pleasure. I want you to get that sensuousness back so you can be happily committed to each other again, not just emotionally, but physically. And I want you to have fun, because in so many marriages, that's what's missing, is the fun piece. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I teach the practical magic of marriage, because I believe that there are practical pieces that we can all learn about each other. And those are the tools. And then I believe there's magic, and that's the energy of the marriage, because there are so many lifeless marriages with no energy. So you've heard me say this before. When I talk about the infinity sign, I think that, you know, an infinity sign is a horizontal eight. And so half of the infinity sign is the masculine energy. The other half is the feminine energy. and they complement each other. And right in the very middle where the two halves connect, that's the sweet spot. That's the spot where all the good stuff is. And I want you to keep that connection. So for a woman, and I think it's, you know, I think it's the same. An infinity sign could still be the same for practical magic. The practical could be on one side and the magic could be on the other side. So for a woman, the one piece of practical thing, for instance, would be just know that the words you use when you make love matter. Know what to say and what not to say to keep that connection. I just wrote an article about that. I think it came out this week. It's on selfgrowth.com. And you can go over and read it if you'd like. But if you want to keep that connection, you want to keep that intimacy. And a magic piece would be for a woman, change the way you think about your husband, because your thoughts are energy. It's all energy. Now, I'm just a small town girl from the South who never paid a bit of attention to energy and law of attraction, all that out there woo-woo stuff, until I was darn close to 50 years old. And I've had the most amazing things happen in my life since then. So the energy is woo-woo, yes, because there is woo-woo in everything I do, because it is all about the energy, but it's about the energy of love and passion. It's real-life romance. And I want to help you get it back. I just feel like that is my mission, to help you get it back. And one of the questions you might want to ask yourself and think about is, what do you want? What do you want in your marriage? A lot of people live their marriage by default. They live their life by default, not really being clear about what they want. And sometimes you have to know what you don't want before you know what you do want. So think about, and this is just for you. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to say it out loud. But for yourself, think about what you want in your marriage. What do you want it to be like? What do you want it to feel like? What do you want it to sound like? What do you want that connection to look like? And when you get clear about that, amazing things happen too. So, Dr. John Gray in his book says, this is a little thought I'm going to leave you with because we're going to have to take a break in a minute. But Dr. Gray says in his book, you know, Venus and Mars, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. I think I got that right. Sometimes I get it confused. But anyway, Dr. Gray says that most romance happens outside of the home. And think about that. That's why date nights are so important. That's why lunch dates are so important, or even a walk together, because when you're at home, you tend to lose that irresistibility factor. You are busy. And so think about, make a date. Most romance happens outside the home. Even just tiny 15 minutes together at the end of the day can matter. So we're going to run, take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, are you irresistible? And I'm going to give you three little tips that you can use right away. This is part of the practical, of the practical magic. So thank you all so much for joining us. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Question: what's working and what's not working in your life? Though we resolve each year to do things differently, and we want what's great for our businesses, our relationships, our health, and more, we don't always know where to turn when life gets tough. That's where Leading Life Large with host Rob Braun comes in. Our show challenges you to reevaluate where you are and keep pushing your way to the success you desire. If you want it bad enough, we can help you turn your life around. Leading Life Large airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We are talking today. Well, I am talking today. The question is, are you irresistible to your husband? Now, there is love and there is passionate love. I'm going to be the teacher today. So there's love and there's passionate love. And then there is love after the passion has gone, which I don't much believe that has to happen. That's the one that I try to work on, because that to me is just, I don't think you have to lose the passion. And then there's love that has no passion whatsoever. And then there's passionate love. But this is where I tell you what I believe, because I love you and I care about you and I want you to have these passionate marriages. This is just for wives. I believe that wives are to be treated like they are number one, like they are special and valuable, like they're a prize that's been won, and that they're somebody that their husband should be proud of. I believe that wives are to be treated with tenderness and care. And it all begins with you, with the wives. You can be the first person to change the passion and the romance in your marriage. You can be the person to change it, but you got to be willing to go first. And I think that wives are the ones, because, you know, women are about the relationships. We always want to make things better. We want the relationships to work. We want everybody happy. So that's why I think it starts with wives. And you can create the kind of marriage you want. There's one thing you can do that's really important. And this is one I have, like, in the classes I teach, in the courses I teach, in my programs, I teach there's seven pillars of the practical part of romance. And one of them is change the way you feel about yourself. And that means about feeling irresistible. See, if you feel irresistible, you are irresistible. And I want you to write that down, because this is the absolute truth. If you feel irresistible, you are irresistible. And that is a promise, darling. But you have to know this too. Sometimes, no matter what you do, no matter how you think, and no matter what, as irresistible as you feel like you are, there are some husbands that are not going to feel the same way about you. They are not going to feel like you're irresistible. And you know, that's a clarity thing. And I think being clear about your life is power. And so, you know, if you come to that point, there might be some decisions you might have to make about what you want and what you don't want. But here's what will happen. You will feel irresistible. And that makes all the difference, because that's what's important. See, I really do want marriages to stay intact. I don't like divorce. I don't like to see people break up. But I like to see good marriages, too. I like to see happy marriages. And sometimes I know you have to make decisions. So it's all about the feeling. Remember, we talked in the Law of Attraction class about it's all about the feeling, how you feel about yourself. So are you irresistible? Here are a few questions to think about. Because like I said before, part of having what you want in romance is being honest with yourself. So question number one is, does your husband like you? Now, I don't mean love you. I mean like you. Because liking and loving are different. Love can be history. It can be shared experiences. You can be going through a divorce and still love things about your almost ex-husband, because there's a part of you with that person. So, but does he like you as a person? Another question is, does he like to spend time with you? Because I believe that there are things you can do to kind of coax anybody into wanting to spend time with you and want to spend time with you. Another question. Do you think you're special? Do you think you're valuable? Do you think you're important? Do you think of yourself as an equal partner? Now, here's a little side trip, and I like to take side trips. I believe that when you, there's like this timeline in marriages, in a lot of marriages, that when you first get together, you're very connected and you're really into each other and you're really excited about each other. And you can move down the line from connected to being a little complacent about each other. And that can look like one of the first things I think that happens when you start being a little complacent is your appearance. That does not mean that you totally let yourself go, but you just kind of don't make the effort about your appearance anymore. So you go from connected to complacent. Now, it's real easy to slip into indifference from complacent, and that kind of, it gets a little attitudinal when you get to indifference. It's almost like, I am going to be comfortable with the way I look, and I don't care. I don't care what he thinks, because I don't care seems to be the word that comes up when you get to indifference. It doesn't, you really don't care what your partner thinks. So then if you're not careful, you can go from indifference to resentment. Now, resentment is, we all feel a little resentment to our partners at times. And there's a scale from 1 to 10 on resentment. Resentment is one of those things that I really like to work with people before they go too far down the resentment line. Because I teach women how to turn it around, and I teach men, too, how to turn it around before it gets too resentful. There goes the mouth and the brain thing. Because if you're not careful, resentment can quickly turn into contempt. Now, contempt is that where people act like they almost hate each other. You used to say when you were a kid, you know, I hate his guts. And honestly, I don't work with people when they're really contemptuous each other, because I like to see success. And I think it's very hard to come back from contempt. So, back to the topic. Are you irresistible to your husband? How did you treat your husband when you were first together? How did you talk to him? What was your tone of voice? What words did you use? Did you call him honey, or did you call him an idiot? I don't think you called him an idiot. And I hope you don't now. How did you treat yourself when you were first together? Did you let him please you? Were you pleasable? See, we all tend to respond to other people the way they act towards us. Watch little kids. When you see little kids and you walk in the door and you go, "Hey, how are you? I'm so glad to see you." They give you the very same thing back. But if you walk in and you don't say much and you're not excited, they look at you a little sideways like, "Who are you?" And they don't engage with you. Well, husbands are the same way. They want you to be excited. They will respond to you being excited about them. On my Facebook page, I put up a couple of weeks ago, and I invite you to stop by my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/marriedwithromance, because we have a lot going on there. We have a lot of fun, answer questions, and there's just things I always put up that I think would be helpful to people. So I do invite you to stop by. But a couple of weeks ago, I put up a post that Ronald Reagan had written. And, you know, he and Nancy had a love affair. And his quote was, "There is no greater happiness for a man than approaching a door at the end of the day, knowing that someone on the other side is waiting for the sound of his footsteps. And isn't that the truth?" And somebody wrote underneath, somebody commented on it, Sammy said, "And vice versa." And amen, isn't that the truth? An example I want, I'll always remember a woman at the airport. I love to watch people at the airports because I think airports are just the perfect place for big public displays of affection for everybody. And so this woman was at the airport and she was waiting for her honey and she was standing there and I was watching her. And the minute she saw him, she just lit up. She smiled. It was like her whole insides just lit up. And it was so much fun to watch. And one of my romance principles is when someone is really excited to see you, you'll find yourself really excited to see them. In fact, it's very hard not to be excited. Dogs prove that to us. That's why we love our dogs. I have a 2-year-old English bulldog named Bubba, and Bubba is 75 pounds of just pure love. And I can be gone for 15 minutes, and when I walk back through the door, his tail wags, his whole rear end wags, he shakes his head, and he is like, "Mama's home." And wouldn't it be fun to have somebody that excited to see us when we got home? Why don't you try it tonight? See what happens. Hey, waggle your tail. See what happens when you waggle your tail. Because you'll make your mate laugh no matter what. So be excited. Put a little effort into seeing them when they come home tonight. It's on a scale of 1 to 10, this is your challenge. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to see your mate when they get home or when you get home? And the challenge is, move it up closer to a 10. And watch them respond. Put effort into it. I don't think working on marriage is the right description. Because when you put the word work on marriage or work on romance, that just automatically kind of go, ah. But effort into it is a lot more fun. And it's a lot easier. And effort is very doable. And that's one thing I love about my husband, C. Edward. When I come back from the airport, I travel a good bit. When I get off that plane, he is always waiting there with a smile on his face. Like he can't wait to see me. And I love it. It's great. So, treat your husband like you're excited to see him. Not necessarily because he deserves it. Because he likes it. And because you love him. So here's a little side trip. Oh, I don't think I have time to take the side trip. Justin's telling me I've got to go take a break. So let's go take a break, and then we come back, we'll finish talking about this. So thank you all so much for joining us, and we will be right back after the commercial break.
Are you taking full advantage of all the lessons that your life is trying to teach you? These lessons are the building blocks of who you are and who you will ultimately become. On Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, host John Earle will show you how to discover your life's lessons and how to use these lessons to transform your life into a deeper and more profound experience. Discover the meaning of your existence. Tune in to Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
It's time to access your magic. Tune in each week to Living in the Magic of Possibilities with your host, Glenice Hughes. Our topics cover finances, personal health, business, relationships, mediumship, and so much more. If you want to access all that is possible in your life, listen to Glenice and her expert guests who've turned the impossible into the possible. Living in the Magic of Possibilities is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We're talking about, are you irresistible to your husband? And I was getting ready to take a little side trip. This is just for fellas. Fellas, there is something that we want you to know about us as women. We want you to be, and we want you to act excited about us when you see us. We want you to ooh and ah about our stuff, about what we're doing, about our day, about what we talk about. It means a lot to us. And honestly, it hurts when you don't. And I know it hurts you too when we don't. But I know that you don't want to hurt us. I know that you want to make us happy. But we feel kind of vulnerable when you don't act excited about us or our stuff. It hurts. It's an ouch moment. And it's the same for wives. We just need to make an effort to be excited. So let's be each other's best cheerleader. Okay? All right. Number one way, or one way, I'm going to give you three ways. This is one way to be irresistible to your husband. And this is so easy. And it doesn't cost a dime. Smile at him. I mean, really smile at him. Like, show your teeth, let your smile go to your eyes. Like you used to, because I know you used to. Or he wouldn't have married you. Most people are attracted to people who smile because a smile is very powerful. It communicates love and it communicates acceptance. So another one of my romance principles says, making your husband feel accepted is a powerful way to extend love. Every single one of us have a need to be accepted. It's one of our emotional requirements as a human being. So here's an experiment. Walk down the street or walk down the hall of your building at your work and glance at folks, but don't smile. Now, I know that some cultures don't smile, but in America, we smile. How many people respond to you when you don't smile? And then do the opposite. Just smile at people. Smile at total strangers, a genuine smile, and see what happens. See how people respond. You smile kind of like you have a secret. By smiling, you convey to others that they're recognized as a person. So smile at your hubby like you used to. And here's another romance principle. Boy, I've got them all in here today. Smiling is one of the most effective ways to be attractive to the opposite sex. especially to your man. When you have a warm smile, it melts his heart. Don't believe me? Ask him. Ask him what one thing about him is that he finds really attractive about you. And he will probably say your smile. So as a woman, your smile says that you're confident, that you're happy, that you're sexy, you're irresistible and attractive. So smile. Be irresistible. Number two way to be irresistible. Be enthusiastic. Be enthusiastic in your voice, the way you talk, the way you move. I hear so many women talk to their husbands in flatline voices. It is like there is no emotion whatsoever. And it's like you hear more excitement in a salad dressing commercial on television. But this is your husband. This is your mate you're talking to. Just put a little enthusiasm in your voice, because enthusiasm is contagious. And he'll speak more enthusiastic to you if you speak more enthusiastic to him. Most times people feel happier around enthusiastic and passionate people, don't you think? Enthusiasm, oh, this is another romance principle. Enthusiasm between a husband and a wife. I do apologize for my math. It's just not working today. Enthusiasm between a husband and a wife creates a bond. Your enthusiasm plus your effort to be enthusiastic is appreciated by your man. Even if he doesn't show it, he feels it. And there are times to be serious, I know, but your husband will respond to your more lighter and playful, enthusiastic attitude. My husband says he loves bubbly girls. And it's flirty, yes. It is flirty. But the bottom line is, be happy, be enthusiastic, be passionate about yourself and about your husband. And he will find you irresistible, want to spend more time with you, and like you. Third way to be irresistible. Use flattery. Now, there is not a husband alive who doesn't respond to sincere flattery. Now, sincere flattery endears you to your sweetie. And often as women, I think we hesitate to flatter our husbands because I think we're afraid that he might say we're not being sincere or that it's fake, and we hold back. But husbands are generally very grateful and very appreciative of sincere flattery. We all are. Every one of us loves it. Sometimes it's hard to be flattering, though, isn't it? I once had a woman, I always laugh about this, I once had a woman tell me that she could not think of a darn thing to be flattering to her husband about. And that's sad, isn't it? And by the way, she was a woman that also said to me she couldn't stand the way he smelled. You know, I don't think he was like a stinky husband. I think she was talking about his natural smell. And she just didn't like the way he smelled. So I asked her, I said, what part of his body do you admire? And she moaned and groaned and complained. She said, No part. She said, he's got this big old belly and this butt, and he's just flabby and he's all out of shape. And I said, but there's got to be something, some part of his body that you admire. And she said, well, I like his forearms. And I said, yay, that's a place to start. So I told her, I said, this is easy. This was the script I gave her, because I like giving people scripts that are like the words to say, because sometimes people just, they get all disblimerated and they forget what to say. I did the same thing. So I told her, I said, reach out and just touch him on the arm and say, you have nice forearms. I like them. That's all you have to say. And even if he didn't respond, he felt it because it was sincere. But that's the key. It has to be sincere. Here is a quote that I really don't know who wrote this quote, but here's a quote. Flattery is the art of telling another person exactly what he thinks of himself. So again, make sure it's sincere flattery. Fake does not cut it here. And it takes practice. Flattering somebody sincerely is an art. And it's for a lot of women, it's a part of their charm, especially to flatter their husband. Most husbands are afflicted by flattery, and they don't show it, a lot of them, but I encourage you to flatter your husband more because we all want to be appreciated and adored and be irresistible. But I'm just talking to wives today, so that doesn't mean I'm saying husbands don't do this too, but I'm just talking to wives, ways to get to be irresistible to your husband. I love flattery, don't y'all? I mean, I really do. I love it when my husband flatters me. But flattery, know this too. Flattery is kind of like cooking with fresh ginger. I don't know if y'all have ever done that and gotten too much. Oh, my gosh. It's just too much. It is not fun anymore. So a little flattery goes a long ways. And be consistent with your flattery. But not only be consistent, be honest about it, because if you're not honest, it's not going to work anyway. So the three ways to be irresistible to your husband, the three parts of the practical magic of romance, smile at him. Smile a big smile, a genuine smile, and let your love and from your smile come up into your eyes. Show some enthusiasm in your voice, in the way you react to him. Wag your tail when he walks in the door. Think puppies, think kids. And sincerely flatter your man. Okay, let's see. I'm going to give you one more little tip about being irresistible before we go to the break. These are the five things. Do you look good? Do you smell good? Do you feel good? Do you sound good? Do you taste good? Because these five things all appeal to his senses, and they will make you irresistible. So I'm going to ask you to say those again. Do you look good? Do you smell good? Do you feel good? Do you sound good? Do you taste good? Now we're going to have to run, take another break, and then we'll be back and finish up talking about this. So thank you all for joining us today, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Leadership is a vital skill set in today's competitive global economy. Being a leader is not enough. To succeed, you must optimize your performance and know how to imbue others in your organization with leadership skills. Practical, actionable leadership insights are the focus of Leadership Development News, hosted each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, by Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler on the Voice America Business Channel. Drs. Greenberg and Nadler, who coach global leaders on how to be most effective, will share their insights and contacts. The path to leadership excellence begins here. Get ready to experience a more fulfilling lifestyle. Tune in to Direct Connect Empowerment with host Fee Mazanke. The show will feature guests who have changed their lives by using the Direct Connect coaching program or have worked with the same concepts that this program offers. By hearing how others have been transformed, you will be inspired to move forward. Direct Connect Empowerment with Fee Mazanke can be heard live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
You are listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We're talking about being irresistible to your husband. And when we went to the break, I asked you to think about this because this is really important to husbands. Do you look good? Do you smell good? Do you feel good? Do you sound good? Do you taste good? Okay. There was a, I put this quote on my Facebook page, on my fan page. I said, each of us has a need for attention that must be met. So this weekend, try giving your mate undivided, special, love and attention and see what happens. You will likely find that you'll get the same attention in return. And so somebody wrote back and they posted the comment on there and they said, not in my house. The more I give, the less I have. And I hear this a lot from women. So I wrote her back and I said, you know, one thing, what is your attitude behind the giving? Because if you are giving in a resentful way, he's going to feel that. And you're not going to get it back. Your giving has to be sincere. You have to find a place inside you that feels loving about what you give. And also, in all your giving to your family, how much do you give to yourself? Y'all, it's all baby steps. You know, we didn't lose a lot of the passion and the intimacy and the romance in our marriage overnight. It was baby steps to lose it, and it's baby steps to get it back. But baby steps work, and baby steps turn into giant leaps. And you might not notice anything at first, but there's some things you do that you will notice at first. But even if you don't notice it, your mate will feel your effort and the things you're doing. And that's why I want to give y'all tools to use to have so that can happen. And I shared that with you because I want you to hear me say that the way you treat yourself has a direct bearing on how your husband will treat you. So if you treat yourself like you're valuable, if you treat yourself like you're irresistible, he's going to treat you the same way. Might take a little bit of time, so don't give up. So tonight, when you get home or when your spouse gets home, your mate gets home. I like the word mate better than spouse. Spouse just sounds harsh to me. Anyway, when your mate gets home, I want you to look at your husband or your wife. I want you to look him in the eye and smile like crazy, like a good smile, like you mean it. And when he asks you what you're smiling about, and he will, just say, nothing, and keep smiling. It's flirty, for one thing. And then he'll ask you again and say, just smiling at you, honey. Just smiling at you. And then step into his space. You know, we all have this personal space that we all start out in when we're together, and then we seem to get further and further apart. But step into his personal space and hug him for 20 seconds. Now, 20 seconds is a long time to hug somebody. But what will happen is you both will kind of start feeling better and you're kind of like going, oh, that feels good. And then you'll start hugging harder. And most of the time what happens is you get tickled anyway. And it just makes it a fun event because, you know, sometimes you just got to lighten up and sometimes you just got to remember how to laugh. Now, I know, excuse me, sometimes people tell me they just need a little TLC and a little time with me. And sometimes they might just want an hour. They might not want to sign up for programs. So I try very hard to keep a couple, 2 or 3 hours a week open for folks to just spend an hour to, sometimes it's to ask a question. Sometimes it's to get another opinion. Sometimes it's to, they have a real desire for an answer. And sometimes I can just be a sounding board for people to bounce things off of. So if you need an hour every now and then, send me an email and we can get you scheduled in. It's a very private conversation. It's safe. I know that it's very hard to ask questions on the radio about your personal life sometimes because you're afraid that somebody you know will recognize your voice, and I understand that. So this would be absolutely private, absolutely confidential. I also have a new video up on my webpage, which is marriedwithromance.com. It's called The 5 Simple Secrets to Getting Your Husband to Listen to You. And I have to laugh. I have to change the thumbnail, the little blip of the video that's on there because it's like, oh, I'm just scowling. It's this terrible expression on my face. But anyway, it's 5 simple secrets to get your husband to listen to you, which as wives, we want our husbands to listen to us. So you can go there and just look at it. And coming soon, I've got podcasts coming on iTunes. They'll just be like little 3-minute podcasts, easy way to get information for everything I have coming up is at the top of my host page that you're on. See where it says how to, the ways we kill romance, click here, you know, whatever it says up there on the banner. If you'll click there, it'll take you straight to my webpage and you can sign in. You can give me your email and I'll let you know what's coming on. Now, here's my promise to you. I never abuse people's email because I hate getting tons of email, but it will kind of keep you let you know what's coming up. Also, people on my email list, when I have these programs and events, you always get a savings because I feel like it's an honor that you give me your email. So I do that as a thank you. In May, I have coming up a call just for husbands. Now, this will be a call that has the small cost associated with it because I feel like if we get a little more private, a little more intimate place, husbands will, they can talk to a woman about women. You can ask me your questions. We'll have a topic and it'll be a little bit more private where you'll feel a little more safe and secure to ask. Also going to have one for wives. So all that's coming in May. Please visit selfgrowth.com. I've got articles I write there. I am actually selfgrowth.com's official guide to passion. So that's why I guess I am a passion pusher. So visit me there. Also have a limited number spaces for private clients. If that's something that you're interested in, that is an application process. We need to make sure that we're both right for each other and because I like people to be successful. So, wanted to share a quick thing with you. You've heard me talk about my mama, the Southern Belle. And she is a woman who owns her fabulousness. And because she owns it, everybody else thinks she's fabulous too. And so that's the thought I want to leave you with. Own your irresistibility. Think irresistible. Feel irresistible. And then see what happens. I want to thank you all so much for being here today. I want to thank you, Justin and Michael, for getting this show together today. Thank you for good husbands. Thank you for good wives. And I'll leave you with a quick quote. Romance is the glamour which turns the dust of everyday life into a golden haze. Thank you all so much, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening this week.
Emily Ann Weber will be back with some more tips and tricks to put the sizzle back in your love life on next week's edition of the Married with Romance Show. Be here next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Until then, why don't you try some of what you've heard with your man?
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.